The torrential downpour around 4 p.m. and stifling heat may have kept a few people from joining her, but 12-year-old Soleil Chauncey was having the time of her life at the Simcoe Park Bandshell Sunday afternoon. The Royal Oak Community School student and their friend Nova Verstegen, 13, danced around the stage wrapped in rainbow-colored flags while singing a karaoke duet, stopping in between to have a few bites of pasta salad or cheese puffs or a sip of lavender iced tea, all brought to the park by the youngsters and Soleil's mother, Silk. Disappointed that beyond raising the pride flag at Town Hall on June 3, Niagara-on-the-Lake did nothing to celebrate Pride Month, Soleil organized their own event. Originally planned for the family's backyard, it was moved to the park when it became clear that they may need a bit more space. During the second hour Sunday, a few more people sauntered toward the bandshell to join in on the festivities, warmly greeted by the hosts of course. Lori, Jay, Emerson and Parker Higgins of St. Catharines decided to head to Niagara-on-the-Lake after Jay wrapped up a championship ball hockey game. During their walk around town, Emerson spotted the rainbow flags and decided to check things out. "I'm really happy to see this happening," said 15-year-old Emerson. "I think it's nice that Soleil organized it." Mel Thevierge, a lighting technician at the Shaw Festival and a member of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community, heard about Soleil's plans at work one day. "We have a group called the Shaw Queer Alliance," Thevierge told the local. "One of our facilitators was contacted by Silk and Soleil and spread the word that it was happening. I'm on my way in for today's show, so I thought I would stop by for a while to show support." Thevierge was thoroughly impressed with the efforts of the 12-year-old. "It's an amazing initiative on her part," said Thevierge. "The bravery it takes to stand out in a society which is now on the verge of so much support, help and compassion in the past few years, while still dealing with equally as much hatred. If this had been around in the 1980s and 1990s, how different my life would have been, how less alone I would have felt." As Soleil and Nova met with their guests, offering food, drinks and some stickers, a beaming Silk looked on. "I'm so proud of them," Silk said of her daughter. "It's lovely to see them come into this kind of confidence. Soleil is extremely compassionate. I've watched them with smaller children, and they always assume a leadership role. They wanted some pride activities and they took the initiative to do this." Silk said Shaw and Flag Niagara were instrumental in getting the word out about the Simcoe Park celebration. And she's hoping that the fact that a 12-year-old kid was the one to organize a Pride Month celebration will make town council and staff stand up and take notice. "It would be really nice if the town produced an event," said Silk. "Especially for youth, because when youth don't see themselves reflected in the community, they don't feel like they belong. I'm hoping that we can start a conversation with the town about an event for next year." Added Thevierge, "I see people looking over here, wondering what's going on. Seeing young people who are living their best life is wonderful. I hope the town sees this and takes notice. The best way to learn more about a marginalized community is to interact with that community."